Okay, good morning. I'd like to call the meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Finance Committee to order. First off, roll call. All members are present, Directors Leet and Mayor. Staff is here as well. If anybody's online that'd like to introduce themselves, it would make it easier to moderate this meeting.
Yeah, it's Bill Helfrich online.
Thank you, Bill. Anyone else? Thank you.
Not a very popular meeting, huh?
I guess not. Well, we'll make it popular.
And we will.
Any public comment, Bill?
No, I'm here to listen and learn.
Okay, moving on off public comment, we'll move to discussion items, which is discussion regarding the draft fiscal year 2021 budget. And I'll turn it over to staff.
I'll turn it over to our finance director, Julie Carp.
Good morning. Meeting materials were sent out on Friday, and I'll be walking you through the materials there and answering any questions that the board may have. Starting with the budget worksheet, the first one, this is for the administrative part of the budget. It's just pass-throughs from the county on this one. It just kept the budget the same at $35,000 in and out. And then we move into the material items of the budget. We have the water budget, be page two. This is my first time doing this with you guys. Are you okay just kind of running through some of my assumptions, high level?
High level stuff, any new programs, any new activities that are, you know, that we have not seen before, anything starting or stopping that we haven't discussed.
Great. So I'll just give a very brief overview on the revenue. The revenue is using the new rate study that we are currently conducting a Prop 218 ballot on. Nothing major to report there. We did reduce a little bit of our connection and capacity fees because we only have about 27 empty lots, so we don't think we're going to get very many of those. Loading up with our revenue at almost 4.7 million next year. Any questions? Okay, when we come down to the expenses, I'm going to turn it over to Mike for a brief overview on what we did for the compensation and benefits, and then I'll go over more of that.
In the compensation and benefits, you know, each year we look at the employees' compensations, and so there are some figures in there. Those are just placeholders for future negotiations.
Okay. So this will be determined somewhere toward the July area?
June, anywhere through June through August.
Okay, great, thank you. Back to you, Julie.
Okay, so we've kept most of those, again, we have the placeholders in there. I'd like to direct you down to about a little more than halfway through the page. Accounts, consulting services, water service contract. I'd like to speak to those briefly. The consulting budget consists mostly of our engineering costs with Ludoff and Scalamini, but along with that, the costs of the groundwater sustainability and some miscellaneous contractor fees. We're increasing that budget to $192,000 this year. We do think we're going to have some miscellaneous consulting in there regarding some of our projects coming forward that won't be able to be capitalized. Bringing it out to the next year, just a good look at that. We also think we're going to be doing a capacity study because we haven't done one in a long time, so that's kind of pushing the 22 budget. The next line, the Veolia contract, does reflect a 2.5% CPI index raise. Spoke with Bernie about that, and we are set on that.
Through the chair, could you please refer to the last four code digits when you're looking at
sure.
the particular line of finance? Thank you.
Yeah, so if you look at that, that was for account 7272. The next increase that wasn't very major, but I want to bring you down to account 7376. We increased the road construction materials. It was deemed that our repairs are not being small repairs anymore. We're actually replacing lines, so we need more material. And the last one I'd like to talk about on the water is at the last line, 7406, the general repairs. Most of that is JW Backhoe. I've taken some averages we deem that we probably spent about $275,000 doing those kind of repairs, and then we have about $25,000 in miscellaneous or smaller items that we have. The last item I do want to bring down is account 7537, the debt service. I have included out in FY22, that increase is based on the rate study, the debt service there. We increased it to 751, and that was the estimate that Allison had given us.
Okay.
If we do that. So that could change depending on.
So that would depend upon the numbers that we also get from Tom.
Yes, one thing I do want to bring up, that's a good point. I do not have anything in the budget for any refinancing for the Brandis and Tolman
right.
of the existing bonds. It's such an unknown now. If that happens, it would be a benefit.
Right.
So I don't see it being necessary to put in the budget.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we have to determine whether we're going to refinance, and then we have some issues about whether we would do it on a taxable or non-taxable basis, so the numbers are going to be pretty fluid at this point anyhow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no danger. So coming down to the bottom, we are going to increase our reserves or increase our cash by $1.3 million at the end of the year. Oops, I grabbed the wrong paper. And just to give you a check figure, I ran it against Allison's forecast, and we're under $100,000. We're pretty close, so there's a real good. And on all of them, both water and wastewater, we're fairly close.
And this does not take into account the capital projects that might be funded out of rates.
No, it's not capital. Capital
right.
will be separate.
Besides,
so.
Okay.
Okay. And just a point that I rolled up the budget and did the budget, then put in the figures, so I didn't wasn't budgeting to the figures. So yeah, we're within $32,000 on the water side.
Okay.
Any questions on the water?
Bill, any questions?
No, utilities, I'm always asking on that, I believe. Utilities
yeah.
is one that we're looking for an increase, but we look like we're pretty close to being on right now. Is this in anticipation of PG&E? Making some adjustments?
Actually, this is more to the run rate. If you take the annualized amount for PG&E,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go over this year. And so I have increased it.
And I'm looking at 7481, you're
7481,
saying?
7481,
yep.
Let me just pull it up here on the side.
Also, excuse me, I think well 8 might be figured into that as well. As
no, not for next year. Our annualized rate, when I take the figures and I annualize it, I come up to 460.
460, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
is which
through
is
February.
Our
February. These numbers are through February.
Okay.
So
the balance of 90, whatever it is, $1,000
yeah.
is
yeah.
not going to cover March, April, May, and June.
Yeah.
That's about what we get per month, it seems, yeah.
Yeah. It's
okay.
fairly expensive.
Okay. So with the 460, that's the budget current, right? Future?
Future budget, yeah.
You're going to hold at 460?
I'm going to hold at 460.
Okay.
Again, that when well 8 comes into play, it will increase, mainly because we won't be shutting down. Well's not working at capacity right now, so we will have an increase there. We do have a spreadsheet, and we've been logging them every month and keeping track of everything.
But that increase is short term, right? We'll shut down a well within a year?
Well 5 isn't operating. It only periodically operates now, so it's not consuming a lot of electricity. But when we have well 8 up and running and going, it will be using electricity.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Any other questions on the water side?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll move to page 4 on the wastewater. Again, the same premise. I took the new rate study that we have out for the Prop 18. I estimated the revenue. Just one note in the revenue for this year, remember we do have the PG&E money that we got, and we don't have that in the budget for the next year, and we don't know if that's going to repeat. And the salaries and the benefit expenses, Mike had already talked to about on the expense side. So again, in the wastewater, I'd like to draw your attention down to the consulting services.
At 7271.
7271, yes.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, so again, that's mostly Gregory at Herwood Engineering, again for his miscellaneous charges. We did have some Stantec in there on the O&M or the manual going through there, and we have miscellaneous consulting of about 46. We end up spending, you know, on safety and, you know, a couple of other little things that come through. And so we put some extra money in there. I also did put a little bit of extra in there too for the fact that we've got D-Night coming through. Most of that will be capital, but there will be nickels and dimes that come through that we need to put into the consulting budget. Any questions on consulting 7271? Going down to 7272, the wastewater service contract, that's our Veolia. And that again has the CPI 2.5 in it. Coming down to consulting, repairs. Repairs, the 7406. Again, we just kind of kept that. The repairs don't seem to be as dramatic on the wastewater side as they are on the water side. So in looking at those, we didn't spend very much this last year. But it does kind of offset sometimes with the 7405, which is the pumps. Sometimes we spend more on the pumps and less on the repairs, vice versa. So I kept both of those flat for the next year at $30,000 for the pumps and $100,000 for the repairs. Any questions?
I have a question for Bernie. On the wastewater side, you're still TVing a certain amount of
We assess, and then if we get a low score, then we TV.
Okay.
So we assess and flush, and then if there's a problem, then we TV.
Okay, but the flushing program's still going.
Yes.
It's reported every month. Okay.
I went through all these numbers with Bernie, and went through the details, and we came to the conclusions on this.
So we asked at the last, I think, regular meeting if there was any impact with the corona shelter and home. And your response, Ernie, was
not so far.
And still the same?
Yeah. Okay. But now as it's getting hotter, we are seeing water production go up.
Okay.
All right. Any questions on page 4? We'll flip over to page 5. Just a couple items I wanted to bring to light. Account 7416, the UV parts. For this year, we've only spent $3,500 on a $50,000 budget, but we're ordering bulbs right now. Those are the UV bulbs. They're very expensive. We've got a big order coming in, so that's going to go. We kept that the same. And going down to the electrical.
On the UV part, now that we're going through the upgrade, the D9, we still got to do testing on the UV channel. We have to maintain Trojan parts. Our Trojan will not honor their system.
Okay.
And Trojan really kind of has us by the... there because they gouge us on certain things. But once we get through all this program, there are aftermarket stuff that we can buy. We just can't do it right now while we're going through the upgrade and testing.
Okay. So another year or so of maintaining that. Okay.
Yeah, utilities, we seem to be...
7481.
Pardon?
7481.
Oh, I'm sorry. 7481.
Got it.
Keeping that flat at 575 for the year. And then the last one is 7537, the debt service. Once again, I took Allison's number and the option of the 218 that we're going out for right now.
So a question on the electric, you're keeping it flat for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to incur more costs for the electrical because we're going to be firing up plant one more often?
You'll see some spikes when they start doing construction over here, but hopefully not too much. But there will be some because currently nothing at plant one runs but then the pump station.
Okay.
We aren't going to be starting up plant one, from my understanding, until after we get we start construction, which will not be next fiscal year.
So yeah, probably the end of 22.
End of 22.
Okay.
And those might be capital costs out of the construction.
Yeah, the electricity won't, so there may be a pop at that point, depending on when we fire that up.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit. I can take that under consideration.
Yeah, because the deadline, what's the deadline for the D9? 23?
December 2023.
2023, we need 18 months, so we're bringing back to 2022, maybe 20. So it seems like we're gonna be powering it up next year at some point. It just validated, just make sure.
Yeah, we're gonna get the, they're doing the design for a year. So next spring, we'll get the design, then we're gonna go out for construction bid over the summer. So 21 is probably okay. It's gonna be maybe at the end of 22, we may have some.
All right. And you show flat across 21, 22, so.
Yeah, I'll look at that.
Yeah.
And see what we need to do, probably up a little bit. There probably won't be that much for the first time. Down to 7537, again, the debt service took the 218 for Allison's estimates. Coming down to the bottom, we are going to have revenue over expenses of almost 1.6 million for the year. And against Allison, we're right there. We're about $100,000 over what Allison had told us, which on that much of a budget is rowdy.
Just a minor question here.
Sure.
On property taxes, what's the timing on moving Plant 2 into the boundaries of Discovery Bay? Do we know what that is?
Yes.
We're tied into what somebody else, I don't know what that.
I know it is not next year.
Okay.
It will not be next year. And it's very unlikely it will be 22, if I remember right. But I will double check that for the 22.
Long process.
It's a very long process, yes.
We need approvals from LAFCO. We had that in motion. LAFCO's now basically closed.
Yeah.
So everything's been delayed. Everything's on hold. All projections are up in the air.
Okay.
All right. So that concludes our utility.
Okay.
All right. Zoning. Okay, so in preparing the budget for Zone 8, I made the assumption, right, wrong, or indifferent, that it would be the small pool. And the difference between, just to put that out there, what I'm estimating the difference between the small pool and the large pool, just in operating expenses, which is utilities, chemicals, staffing, and such, is about anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000, okay?
So just recalibrate me. You're calculating with the large pool, is that what I heard?
The small pool.
Small pool, okay.
Yes. But I did do some calculations for the large pool.
Okay.
And it's about $25,000 to $30,000 more expensive to run the large pool, just on the operating expenses, which are your chemicals and utilities. We'll get into the nuts and bolts. I just kind of wanted to put that out here. So, and I also am forecasting that the pool is gonna open up next June. We did that from a staff meeting. Okay, so when you look at the expenses, again, the property tax, we got that from, that's the tax money that we get in. And we have our program fees, and we have our rental fees, are the next two big items. We did bring down the community center program fees for next year. We're close right now. I think it's probably gonna end up a little bit, and we wanted to get more of a realistic number. We're hoping when the pool opens up for 22 that will go up. I also want to bring to light in the middle, account 5195 is interest income. That is the interest on the note receivable from Hoffman.
And that, we have that now, or that's coming in when?
That'll come in December.
December, okay.
When they pay, and they paid, last year the interest was almost $33,000, and then this next year it'll be 26, and then it'll go down to 19. And I think there's two more years after that then it goes to
5 year deal.
Yeah.
Just to note, they can pay it off early to avoid any interest.
Right now, we'll take the money. Again, the staffing and the benefits, same as in water and wastewater. Just open up my budget here. So just to take you through the Zone 8 budget a little bit, I did have Bill and Monica both sit down with me, and we kind of did a big scrub of, you know, where we were having, what we thought was going to happen in the next year, and what Bill could spend on No big, super big changes, but they're a lot less than in water and wastewater. The numbers are smaller, but it's a smaller budget. If I take you down to 7440, we reduced the facility maintenance landscaping bill. Thinks he can get most of that done with the staff he has and not have to get a third party out there. We do spend on third parties. We do have tree maintenance and things like that that our staff is not able to do, i.e. the palm trees. That's the first picture. Let's flip over to the next page. On the electrical cost. Now,
Just a question, 7451.
7451, yes.
It's a sizable increase on the insurance.
Oh, you know what? Thank you. I did not mention that earlier. And that is the SDRMA, and I should have mentioned that when I first came out. I skipped over that. SDRMA for our property and liability insurance has given us a 39% increase year over year.
Wow.
Yes, I should have. That's.
I would hope they give us a reason.
Update in. In claim activity, not for us, but for all the SDRMA. They do have some suggestions. I do have a letter that I received if we wanted to lower our liability limits, but I probably would not advise that.
So we got complimented because we have never had a claim or minimum.
But we're in a pool.
Welcome to the pool.
And now we gotta pay for all the others that
didn't
get the compliments.
Right. We got a slight rebate because of our
training.
Our history has been so great, but it doesn't offset the 39% increase.
Wow.
Well, this is property and liability, right? This does not reflect the workers' compensation.
Workers' comp, we actually got a little bit of money back.
There you go. So it all balances out.
Well, not really, because it was big and little.
Yeah.
So what I did is, I gave you the assumption, I put 40% year over year just to keep a round number, and then I put 10% on the outer year, because I assume it's going to go up.
Okay.
Very rare that insurance, especially with liability insurance, goes down.
Yeah.
We are continuing. Sue did have a plan where she got rebates from SDRMA, making sure that we were platinum, doing the safety training, all these kind of things, and you can earn points. I will be working with Maddie, and she'll be taking over that program for the next year. We did 100%. I think we got, I want to say, about $8,000 in rebates.
Okay.
In reductions.
Good.
Okay, flip on over, utilities. So let's talk a little bit about the utilities. In the FY20 budget, account 7481, we have 90,000. Now that includes, we budgeted last year to include the pool. Obviously the pool's not here, so I increased the budget a little bit to cover the pool. Again, that's just me trying to estimate. A couple things that I did when I was looking at the pool and talking with other managers is, I wasn't here when we had the old pool, but it wasn't effective. It was an old pool. It probably didn't have good pumps, and you know, nothing was efficient. So we're hoping when we get a new pool, it'll be a little bit more efficient. So I did not raise that much. I just put a little bit in there. Okay. Water costs. We got to fill it, and I'm not sure exactly how much it's going to be to fill it. So little, but that was that. And that is it for the top part here. So coming back down, when you start with the accounts that start with 8,000, the last four digits, those are the community, pure community center costs.
Where are you?
On page 7.
No, I know that. Which
8,
I know.
The 8,000 numbers.
Okay.
The 8,000 numbers.
All right.
Deemed pure community center. Hard. So if you want to come down to the I kind of misspoke about the electricity here. So the electricity up at the top is the electricity for zone 8. The electricity down at the bottom, account 8481, sorry, I got a little off there, is the accounts for the community center. I barely have a little bit of an increase for FY20. Because the pool is only opening in June, and then you can see in FY22, I increased it for the electricity. And then again, that's the water to fill the pool and to maintain the pool. Whereas the utilities up above are just the zoning for, you know, all the landscaping all over. sorry if I was confusing about that. Account 8495, the chemicals, those are the chemicals used for the pool. Again, I just put in a small amount for next year and then increase the amount depending on the pumping system and all that, we'll know more. Any questions here?
Just going up to 8,000 itself, salary and wages, there's a fairly significant decrease.
That's because we had the pool budgeted.
No lifeguards.
You mean no lifeguards?
Say what?
No lifeguards.
Ah, good, okay.
And the increases for, here this is again the small pool, but to reiterate on the large pool, it's gonna be your lifeguards, probably some more PG&E, some more chemicals, some more maintenance, things like that. Okay.
Man, it's Helfrich, could I ask a question?
Bill, can you hold off until we get through? I'd appreciate it.
No problem.
And then I'll come back to you, okay?
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, going on to page eight, nothing material here, just to let you know, those are the program fees down on account 8543. Those are the split that we do with like the Zumba and Kids Love Soccer and those kind of things. So let's talk about Zone 8. So Zone 8, we're barely breaking even for 21. And in 22, we actually came out of deficit. That's our first look. A lot of that's gonna come in when we see what the pool's gonna cost us.
Right.
It's not a huge deficit, but it's still a deficit. Any questions?
Not this one. Okay, Bill, before we move on, do you have any question now?
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm that accounts starting in 5,000 are revenue for the Zone 8 lighting and landscape, that accounts starting in 6,000 are revenue, and I would call it community center. And that for the expenses, when I'm looking at these revenue or expenses starting at with 7,000 are like Zone 8 type expenses, and revenue and expenses starting at 8,000 relate directly to the community center. Am I reading that correctly?
That's correct.
Yeah. If I may.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Okay. So last but not least. Operating expenses, we have Zone 9. Zone 9 is, we'll be doing the engineering report here pretty soon. We're just waiting for the last report for the county to see if we have anything for the next year. Not much to report here. It was pretty much just straight what we've done in years past. Again, I worked with Bill on the on facility maintenance, which he is pretty much, you know, getting third-party contractors. It's facility maintenance, landscaping. We kept that flat. He opens to do that. We increased the utilities a little bit. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you the count. $74.40 for the maintenance for the landscaping, and utilities $74.82. A lot of activity there. And at the end of the day, when Zone 8, we are increasing our position by about $22,000 a year.
Okay. So on 7,000, the salaries and wages, same question, we see a significant reduction.
Bill took his half the, or part of the year before Bill and Monica took over on the landscaping. We don't know exactly how things were charged perfectly, so we just kind of said, okay, what are we going to do going forward? And Bill allocated a percentage of his guy's time and what he thinks he's going, they're going to spend. Oops, my computer just there. And I can tell you exactly what the percentage is here, just a second, for Zone 9 out of the
give it higher headcount?
I'm looking at the thing. I think we have one position open, but the problem is we didn't have.
What I'm seeing is over $100,000 increase over 2 years in salaries. 125, I think, on the water side, on a $500,000 budget. That's like 25% increase in salaries. I'm wondering where that is going to.
Comparing in this year, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. For FY20, you do not have full fiscal years of two of your managers. And we have one open position that's been open and has not been filled yet on the water side that will need to be filled.
Okay.
Okay.
How about on the wastewater?
On the wastewater side, again, you have managers because my time is split and I've only been here since October. I'm going to use me as an example. And I am split between water and wastewater. So you're going to have, you've only got 7 months of me in FY20, and you're going to have 12 months of me. And that's the same on the landscaping side with Bill, who's fairly new.
So it's an allocation of existing positions.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we weren't fully staffed.
Right.
But we are not adding, we are, as I said, there's only, it seems to be, I think, one open position in the, and it's a replacement for the maintenance slash, Aaron, what's the position that you have open?
So you're essentially, you're just saying that 2020, or whatever the current year is, 1920, you're saying that that's an aberration in the sense that it's artificially low and we're getting back to normal in the coming years.
That's correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to capital.
Capital. Okay. All right, so for the capital budget, this is was out of what went into the rate study. And at the bottom of each one of them, we've got the which one it is. So the first page is water, and you go through a list of the projects that Dina and Aaron have gone through and estimated. So we have water, and then we have wastewater, and then we have a combined water-wastewater. So there's for the utility portion. So I just want to review and ask questions, or big items in water.
So just start with the first one there. Well 8, I know we've looked for location and we are pretty sure that the location is going to be in the new development?
Where we're at right now is that we're finalizing an easement to do a test well. That's the beginning process. And we are looking at hopefully getting that done within the next few months. And so it depends on the test well and where the development goes from there.
And the reason for the question then, if it, let's say it doesn't go well, then it could be added cost if we have to go to another location. Could
Correct.
Be, I'm just saying it could be.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. back to you, Julie.
Okay, any other questions on the water? And again, that was our biggest,
yeah.
is the water. And then we do have at the bottom, the Water Infrastructure Replacement Fund there, you know, we add to that every year. And then we have the water distribution systems. We are obviously have some underwater crossings and lines that they're doing there. Okay. Okay, so we have $3.1 million, almost $3.2 for 21, and we're estimating 4.4 for 22. Let's flip over to wastewater. Okay, wastewater is pretty much all about our D&I Plant 1 project. We've talked about it, I think, at every meeting since I've been here. And again. These are, we're, again, like I mentioned before, we're still in the process of the planning. So a lot's not gonna hit this next year, it's gonna be in 22. I do caution that, you know, these are estimates for what we know. We haven't done, you know, we haven't gone out to bid or anything like that yet,
yeah.
So.
Okay.
What we know.
The best numbers we have today.
Best numbers we have today, and they're updated, you know, they're constantly being looked at, so.
So we, I think we have already heard, but 50,000 we've got on the lift station. What are we doing to those? The lift stations?
They're placing the control panels.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Okay, so we have about 1.6 million for next year wastewater, and then the year out there, we're at 10.2 million. Okay, now on to the combined. On the combined side, we have to move the district office. Again, those are just placeholders. And next year, the big thing is to work on the district security and the cybersecurity. Next year, 740,000. You're out after that, 2.6 million. Any questions? All right. Next page is Zone 8. Again, this is the estimate we have for, you know, to replace the pool, the small pool. Again, you know, we're in the final phases and we'll have a decision hopefully by the end of the year. We have to update that number. We've got the pickleball reports that we're getting a grant and doing a combination with.
Julie, before you can move on the pickleball court, we also have some funds available from the Pickleball Association. Is that factored in here as well?
I believe that's the 30,000 that you have listed there.
Yeah. Is that a yet, Dina?
No, it's not. Actually, that's just the total cost of the project.
Yeah.
So I could, you could,
so it should be a net.
It would be less than 30,000, yes.
Okay, so when you come to the final, if you could include the contribution from
sure.
the pickleballs.
Yeah. Okay, like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions on Zone 8? Okay, so we have about $600,000 for this year, $740,000 for next. And then last but not least is Zone 9. We pretty much know spending this next year. We are, you know, as we all know, we're putting the play structure, replacing the play structure this year. Going out, we have the Poe enhancements that we were going to try to do for FY22.
Okay.
All right. Alfred has a question.
Go ahead, Bill.
What is the Poe enhancement?
Poe enhancements would be a redesign and replanting of that streetscape along with irrigation.
I'm sorry.
What's the location, Bill?
Poe Street between Big Timber and Ravenswood Park.
Point of Timber.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else from staff?
I think that's it. I still will be doing the reserve analysis and rolling over that.
Okay, and you can you at some point take the let me back up. Is there any public comment at this point?
I have another question going back to project 8002.
Is that the water and wastewater combined?
Yeah, it's the relocate the district office. 8002 is your project number?
Correct.
Did I hear you say those are placeholders only? It's just a guess. You've not done any studies for either of those amounts?
It's a calculated estimate.
Yeah, based on square footage.
Correct.
It's just a placeholder at this point, Bill.
Okay, so you said I need X square foot at $200 a foot, and that's where you're coming from.
architect or facilities planner to look at it.
Okay.
Okay. Any other public comment? Okay, then I will close public comment and bring it back to the board for any discussion.
I think it's a great job that you've done and given us the highlights. Numbers speak for themselves beyond that. Thank you.
If at some point, can I ask staff to take the numbers that we have here and then sort of apply those, the capital projects that are gonna be funded out of perhaps debt, some will be funded out of operating funds, and really how are those end of year balances gonna change? You can extrapolate that over a couple of years to make sure that we have, you know, not only covering this year, or probably next fiscal year and perhaps the following fiscal year, but when we look, you know, 3 or 5 years down the road, to make sure that in any, if there's any shortfalls, that we can make corrections well in advance. If there's any heads up that you can give us with that kind of analysis, I'd appreciate it.
So we'll, what I'm gonna do is I'll forecast out the reserves for this
mm-hmm.
year, where we're gonna end,
yeah.
what we plan on spending using the rate study,
right.
and new updated information, and do a five-year timeline is what you're kind of looking for.
Right.
Knowing that year four, three, four, and five may be a little squishy.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'm not sure the next
first look.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
Director Mayor, anything else? Staff, anything else?
Good job,
great,
everyone.
Great job. Thank you all very much. And with that, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, Bill.